This is a teaching, but it's also going to be a sharing, and I'm going to kind of go through my little journey back to health, because I think it was exciting, and and God taught me a lot, and I think that's, you know, the key, and God's love for us, and certainly for me, is incredible. So we're going to start in Proverbs 3. And to preface this, you know, I started out with COVID 5-6 years ago, got better seemingly, and then 2 years ago, this started coming back. And at first, my wife and I couldn't understand it. And I, being personally someone that was healthy my whole life, I don't think I missed 2 days of work in the 40-something years we've been married from sickness. Never missed a day of work for a cold or anything like that. And I could fight my way through just about anything. So my natural inclination is to fight through it. And I was fighting through something that was impossible to fight through. I didn't know that, but... So, you know, we kept looking for reasons. So first we thought I was allergic to something. And we went through different things. I was taking a blood pressure medicine that could cause shortness of breath, and that wasn't it. And then, you know, different things back and forth, and we went on and on and on and on and on. Finally, we said, wait a minute, we can't figure this out. We have to give this to God and let him figure it out. So my first verse is Proverbs 3:5-6. And that reads what? Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. And that's what we looked for, that God would direct our paths. And so he started to. The first thing that happened is he worked on my wife. We went to the pulmonologist, who was extremely puzzled. And I have like the best pulmonologist in the country, at least. And he was befuddled. He said to me, you were my easiest patients, and now you're my worst. So, and my wife said, well, maybe it's his heart. And so we got an echo. And then from the echo, we got a catheterization. I found out what I have, which is pulmonary hypertension, which I'll get into a little bit, not much, but a little bit of it. So, so anyway, one of the things I do... I read everything I could about healing and believing. I worked my mind to look to God to understand it. And I have these verses that I memorize, which I say every day at least once, and certainly in the night when I wake up to go to the bathroom, which is numerous times. When I go back to bed, I say them, as well as pray for people. And so these are some of my verses, which I got out of Dave Berge's book. I mean, they're in the Bible, obviously, but that book on healing and scripture that helps healing. So the next one is chapter 4, which is a great set of verses. In verse 20, it says, my son, attend to my words. Verse 20, Proverbs 4:20. My son, attend my words, incline thine ear to my sayings. It means pay attention to God's word. Have your ear ready to hear God's word. Keep it there. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. You know, hold fast to them. Keep them tight to you. For they are life to all that find them, and health to all their flesh, which this can also be translated medicine to all your flesh. And I held fast to that because I was determined that God could heal me. And when you believe God and you need healing and you don't see it, it causes you to do what?
Doubt.
Doubt and say, what's wrong with me? You know, and I went through that just like everybody else, you know. I had to fight condemnation and guilt. But once I found out what was wrong, we knew that God was directing us in the right situation. And then we got directed to a pulmonary hypertension specialist, which I'll tell you about him in a minute, which is kind of cool. And so now go to Isaiah. I'll say this, you'll never run out of verses if you want verses to be healed by, or whatever you have a need, God has verses. He doesn't have just one. He has hundreds. And I just filled my mind with these verses all the time. I can just rattle them off at a moment's notice. So Isaiah 41:10 says, "Fear thou not." Well, that's a great thing, right? Fear thou not. Because, you know, when you have that doubt and you're not getting healed, and I don't know if you've ever had a problem breathing, it's kind of scary. Very scary. And, you know, it's like, it's life breath, right? God breathed life into them. And if you can't breathe, what happens? You're done. So anyway, it says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." And when I read this verse, I think of God holding my hand. And, you know, I remember as a little child being with my dad. And whenever I was with my dad, I always felt safe. And, you know, when I'd go somewhere, I'd hold his hand. I knew that as long as I was with my dad, I was okay. Well, obviously, he was just, you know, a physical dad, but how about God? And so I have that mind picture all the time of God being my big daddy, and I'm his little kid, and he's holding my hand, and I'm safe, just absolutely safe. So when this whole episode lately came to pass, where I went to the hospital, that was the craziest. I woke up at 1 in the morning on a Saturday, and I couldn't breathe. I was like, and Stella, "We're going to the hospital." Well, we're not going to Einstein, because I would have died there. But we drove into Penn. I took my little concentrator, which kept me breathing, and we got there, and she pulled up. She ran out and told the guy, he ran out with a wheelchair and oxygen. And they took me in took my name, and I was upstairs within 5 minutes. And they had an IV in me and, you know, everything. And it was just, if you have to have a hospital experience, it was incredibly wonderful. I don't know what to say. They were just great. And they took such good care of me. Found out my lungs were filling up with fluid, so I was basically drowning. So that's kind of weird. So it took 2 weeks to dry me out. And I have to have dry lungs, like an alcoholic. But they dried me out, and I have to measure my fluid intake and all this other stuff. It's kind of weird. But, you know, again, God directed us. We were at the right place at the right time. And God always takes care of us in every way. Let's go to Romans. Well, let's go to Psalm 119. So now, the specialist that I went to, this guy that was the pulmonary hypertension specialist, 15 years ago, if I got this, I would be dead or I would be dying. There was nothing to do for it. And so we went to see this guy, and he walks in, and he looked like Jerry Garcia of the Grateful Dead. Had long beard and gray hair and cargo pants, and kind of disheveled. And he sits down, and he says hello. He introduces himself, asks me a couple of questions. He's looking at his computer, looking. 20 minutes goes by. He hardly says a word to us. And what's going on? Then he looks up, he says, well, we've done every test we could possibly do. This is what it is. You have fibrosis. He says, you have this hypertension. There's four reasons. He gives the four reasons. One is fibrosis. He said, but we have this wonderful therapy. And it's given by a nebulizer. And it's very expensive, but Medicare should take care of it. Okay, great. So then I went into the hospital, had to wait, but we applied for it. Medicare turned me down, said, your numbers are not right. So, but this company called me because they had the prescription, and they said, we have a patient, what do you call it? Patient, you know, help, whatever it's called, patient assistance program. And I applied for it, and they said, we'll give it to you for free. It's $24,000 a month. Crazy, huh? But it is, you know, I've only been on it 4 weeks, 3 weeks, and it's already working. And I'm getting stronger. I have more ability to breathe, better oxygen, everything. So anyway, where are we? Psalm 119, 107. And these verses are in my brain constantly and part of this whole thing. It says, I am afflicted very much. I certainly am. Was. Quicken me, O Lord, according unto thy word. Meaning, make me alive according to thy word. What a great verse. So I'm laying there at night and I'm thinking about all this. And about 4 in the morning, I wake up. I'm wide awake. And I just start talking to God. I said, okay, explain some of this to me, God. What's going on? He said, okay. You're not manifesting your wholeness yet. But I'm taking... I'm giving you the means to manage what you have until you do. So I'm meeting your need. That's it. How simple. Romans 8. So that gave me great comfort and great understanding, and he showed me some things in the Word. He said, you know, here was Moses at the Red Sea, and they had that disease, the Egyptian army chasing them. He said, I got them across the Red Sea. They managed the situation, and then the Egyptians came in, and I destroyed them. So I took care of that disease, and that's just the way he illustrated it to me. And I thought, how loving. Chapter 8, verse 11. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. You know, that we all have that spirit, and God, by that spirit, can heal us, can make us whole. He has made us whole. We just need to appropriate it to our lives, take hold fast to it. And I know absolutely that I am healed, and I will eventually manifest it. But God has given me a way to take care of me and watch over me until I do. So, again, he met my need, didn't he? He met the need. He took care of it. And I don't have to condemn myself for not being quite as great a believer as I should be or anything else. I'm on the road to recovery, and God is there for me because he wants me to be well. He wants me to be whole. And you know, sometimes we just have to understand how God's working. That's all. I know people that have struggled with health things their whole life, and they constantly condemned, and they're constantly looking for answers, and the answer's right there. And you know, God's been taking care of them for years, and they're okay, but they don't get that. And so maybe just thankfulness would be a good thing, you know, just to be thankful that He does take care of you and keep you going. You know, we all have, as we get older, we all have these physical things. Well, so what? As long as He takes care of you and meets your need, you're good. And if you get healed, great. And, you know, we're all going to get healed eventually because we're all going to get a new body. Verse 32. He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? What a great verse. You know, He gave us everything we could possibly need and ever want by giving His Son, Jesus Christ. So why wouldn't He give us all the other little stuff? You know, why wouldn't He meet our needs, the littlest to the largest? You know, my wife used to be the funniest. You know, we'd go somewhere in a parking lot and said, I need a parking spot close. Yeah. Okay. Well, why not? It's a little thing, but that's what she wanted. And she usually got it. God cares about every little detail in our lives. Every little detail. And He will teach you. He will help you through things if you allow Him. If you just get quiet and listen to Him. And that's the other part of it, trying to just get peaceful with stuff. If you can't get peaceful, you're going to get beat up by the devil. Mm-hmm. He loves chaos. Mm-hmm. My son Johnny's got this new business, and he works at home, and he works in the basement. And he's under a little stress sometimes because he's, you know, it's a new business, and these problems come up weekly at least. And I finally said to him, Johnny, this is what you need to do. I said, you come up from the basement and you walk into chaos. Got two little kids, a wife. I said, what you need to do is go outside every day after work and take a 15, 20-minute walk, pray, decompress, and then come back in. And he did, and it made a difference in his life. I told Jeffrey the same thing because he worked at home. You need, people hate commuting, but commuting sometimes is a great thing because you decompress. You know, now an hour and a half, well, maybe too much decompression, but okay, let's go to 1 Peter. First Peter chapter 2. And you probably all know this verse. And again, these verses are just a part of my life now. I say them so much, I just sometimes they're in my brain. I can't not think about them. And every time I wake up at night, the way I get back to sleep, because I get disturbed because I'm on diuretics and I have to go to the bathroom. It's a great experience. And then I have to go back to sleep. So I start saying these retemeries, and I usually only make it through two or three, and I'm out cold until the next time I wake up. Anyway, who is up? Verse 24, chapter 2, 24. Who his own self, speaking of Jesus Christ, bear our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. He took all our sins, and He took all our sicknesses, and we are healed. We are already healed. We just need to take it and believe it. So, now, Isaiah 26, peace. I jumped ahead of myself a little bit. Isaiah 26. Ah. peace is such an important part of everything. The world is chaos. The world is confusion. The world is noise. The world is overloading your senses with information that's worthless and stupid. And on and on and on. And it's all to take away your peace. And, you know, you can't hear from God if you're not peaceful. You cannot. You can't. You just can't walk with God if you're not peaceful. So it's an important thing to learn how to do, how to calm yourself down, how to separate yourself out from situations and circumstances and just be with God. If you don't take time with God every day, you're missing out. You're just missing out. Verse 3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Next verse is good too. I don't use this one, but I'll read it anyway. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah, and that's Jehovah, Jehovah, is everlasting strength. You know, peacefully peaceful is how it is in Hebrew. Trust in the Lord. He will give you perfect peace or peacefully peaceful peace. You just keep your mind focused on God. It's very, very important. Philippians chapter 4. So this condition I have, I don't know, a lot of you don't. Some of you do and some of you don't. My mom died from a fibrosis of the lungs. And some of you knew her well. Some of you didn't. And she was a very robust, energetic, wonderful woman until she got that disease and she withered away to nothing. And they didn't have the medicines that I have available to me. And if they had, she probably would have lived another 10 years. So I'm really thankful for that. But it's really a wacky thing. The body tells the lung, the heart to pump because it needs more oxygen. But my lungs aren't strong enough to handle it because the fibrosis causes atrophy of the blood vessels in the lungs. And so then they get super short breath. And then it puts strain on the heart. So eventually, not only would it have affected my heart, but would have, my lungs, but it would have affected my heart. So this medicine I took, or I'm taking, dilates and makes the blood vessels more robust, which allows them to carry more oxygen. And it also fights back against the fibrosis. So it's pretty cool. It's kind of a great therapy. Anyway, why did I say that? I don't even know. Well, it's just, you know, again, God is taking care of me. He's providing a way to take care of me until I can fully believe and be totally delivered. That's all I care about. I just want to live a normal life where I can have energy and teach and bless people and glorify God. Pretty simple. Philippians 4, verse 6. Be careful for nothing, or be anxious for nothing. Well, if you're not anxious for anything, that means what? You're peaceful. You're not anxious for anything. Oh, I got these bills. I don't know what I'm going to do. Well, I don't know. Boy, this drug is $24,000 a month. What am I going to do? God provided it. I don't care how he provides it. He provided it. Well, if Medicare doesn't cover it, so what? Be anxious for nothing. I just don't have enough time in the day to do everything. Well, you probably do if you were a little wiser with your time and a little more peaceful. It says, be anxious for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, which is specific request. With thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Keep your heart. Out of the heart come the issues of life, right? And so that's really important. Peacefulness. Peacefulness. And don't say you can't be peaceful. You can be. You just got to work at it a little. You just got to learn. Just God can teach you. God can teach us anything. He is the greatest teacher in the universe. Verse 13. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me, or infuses inner strength in me. I can do all things. So you can't be peaceful? Yes, you can. I can do all things. I can get healed. I will get healed. I will be healed. I am healed. I will be whole. And I'm just going to be patient. Keep doing what I'm doing. Hebrews chapter 4. Chapter 4. Verse 16. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. We can always come boldly unto the throne of grace. Boldly. We don't have to be cowering, begging, apologetic, or anything else. You know, that night talking to God, I said, okay, come on, God, just got to teach me. I want to know. And he just showed me in the most beautiful and sweet way. Psalm 107. I love this verse because of the context. Context of Psalm 107 is the Exodus in Israel in the desert, in the wilderness, and they were rebellious and stupid, and, you know, they started doing things, and the vipers came and started biting them and dying, and they asked Moses for help, and God said, put a brass serpent up on a pole, and when they looked on it, they got healed. And it says here, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Well, if he would heal them, those stupid, rebellious, obnoxious Israelites in the desert, why wouldn't he do it for us? Why wouldn't he take care of us? Why wouldn't he heal us? Deliver us from our destructions. He does. Because he's a loving, caring God. And finally, in Psalm 103, this is my last verse, or two verses, or three verses. And I just shared this because I just thought it would bless you guys to see how much God loves us and how he does provide our needs. You know, sometimes we don't see it, and it's there. You know, he provides until we can be totally delivered. You know, he doesn't just leave us in the lurch and say, well, keep struggling until you figure it out. You know? You know, if you cut a finger or your child cuts a finger, you put some antibiotic on it or ointment or whatever, and you put a Band-Aid on it. Well, does that heal it? No, but it provides a way until it heals, right? It stops the bleeding. And God stops the bleeding from us all the time. He just always does. You know, spiritually, physically, mentally, whatever. Because he's a loving, caring, kind, tender, sweet, healing Father. Psalm 103, verse 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. You may not remember them all, but don't forget them all. There's plenty to remember. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. You know, all our iniquities were forgiven. You know, God doesn't look at us. Every once in a while, I watch on TV, Franklin Graham comes on and he talks about the sinner's prayer. And we're all separated from God because of sin and all this other stuff. And I think, why don't you just tell him Romans 10, 9 and 10? Mm-hmm. It's a lot easier than what he's doing. Anyway, God has forgiven all our iniquities. He has totally forgotten, and he heals how many diseases?
All
of them. Not just some of them. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. What a great thing. What a great God. So I just wanted to share that with you. It's not a normal type of teaching, but it just blessed my life so much. I'm just so thankful. So, Father God, I thank you for this day. Thank you for loving us, for keeping us safe and healthy, for just being the God you are, that we can just soak up your love and your grace and your mercy and your tenderness, that we can just walk for you with thankfulness and be at peace all the time. And we thank you for this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.